I live now in reality. I release living in changeable life. I live now in reality. I release living in a changeable life. What does it mean to live now in reality? We all have been born as absolutely fantastic, beautiful, totally wonderful beings. Our original purity and integrity is beyond flaw. It is fantastic. We live now in reality, and that is what we are living in, our original purity and integrity. And we have chosen to play a game. We have chosen to play lots of games in our life. And one of our games is living in a changeable life. Living in a life that from day to day changes, that we evolve, that we develop, that we reveal that we are something that we were not always. When we can realize that we live now in reality, we say to ourselves, I'm living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We can say to ourselves, I'm living in my ideal world. We can say to ourselves, I am that which I am. I am all that which I am. I'm not going to one day become beautiful. I'm not one day going to become noble and wonderful. I'm not one day going to lift up my eyes and recognize a more pure way of living that it dwells within me and that I should be living, that I could be living. Not should be, but that I could be. When I think that there is something that I could be doing, if I think there is something that is fabulous and wonderful and glorious and fantastic, and I could be doing it, then I realize I am not really taking charge of my life and affairs the way I can. I can take charge of my life and affairs in a most beautiful and a most significant way if that is my choice, but only if that is my choice. Because to do that means that I am caring about myself. I am caring about who and what I am. I'm caring about all of the world about me. I'm caring about me, and I like it. I'm caring about who I am, and I like it. I'm caring about my ideal self, and I like it. Do you like your ideal self? Do you like your reality? Do you like who you are? Do you like the wonderful being that you are? Are you a divine being? Are you a spiritually glorious being? Are you a being that an infinite, magnificent creator could create? Could an infinite, magnificent creator create you? Did it create you? I think it did me. And I think that I am that infinite, magnificent creator that created me. And I am expected to be all that I ever am. I'm expected to be whole and perfect. I'm expected to be wonderful. I'm expected to be magnificent. But if that is what I'm expected to be, why is it that I'm not doing that right now? Why is it that I'm not revealing right now that which I'm expected to be? Why is it? Is there some reason why I'm not being all that I can? Is there some reason that I'm not being the totality of who I am? Is there some reason that it doesn't exist that way for me? Is there some reason that I should take better care and charge of my world and enjoy who I am? Is there some reason that I should really be the allness that I am? Is there some reason that I should really be who and what I am? Well, yes, there is. I live now in reality. And as I live now in reality, I live knowingly. I live wonderfully. I live fantastically. I live gloriously. This is who I am. This is what I am. I realize living in a changeable, I release living in a changeable world. I release all that because that's not the truth about me. I look with the eyes of the divine. I look with the eyes of Christ. I look with the eyes of all that is beautiful and all that is good and all that is wonderful. I look at that and I know that. And because I look at that and know that, then that is who I am. And that is all that I am. And that's the only thing that I will ever be. Today, I live now in reality. And as I live in reality, I am the most beautiful of beings. You are the most beautiful of beings. As we live in our reality, as we live who and what we really are, we are the most beautiful beings. We hear the story of Daniel in the lion's den and how the king was conned into putting him into the lion's den so that he would have to be killed because his associates wanted him out of the way because they wanted control of the king and they didn't want him to have control of the king. And so they accomplished their goal and the king did what he had to do. He put Daniel in the lion's den. Well, now Daniel always gave the king knowledgeable information. He always gave the king factual information. And he said to the king, if you do not, you know what you are supposed to do. And if you do not want me to tell you what you're supposed to do, if you do not want me to tell you the truth of what it is that you are thinking about, then don't ask me. Because if you ask me, I will always tell you true. I will always guide you with the wisdom from within, and I will always guide you true. Well, the king got out of sorts because his associates were messing him up. But the king allowed it to happen. And so the king put Daniel in the lion's den because the king had to put Daniel to death. And so, even at the last moment, the king wanted to offer Daniel a drink. He wanted to offer Daniel his love. And Daniel says, I understand, but I will stand upon God in me as the knowledgeable being of all. And so Daniel went to the lion's den. And as he went before these lions, who had not eaten for 6 days, the lions were circling him, getting ready for dinner. And he spoke to the divine within him. He spoke to his God. The only God we can each know is our God, the divine within us. And as he spoke to this God, he didn't ask to be saved. He didn't ask to be cured. He didn't ask for anything. He just said, your will be done. I will always speak the truth about you, divine God. I will always say to the world what you have said to me. I will always stand forth for principle. I will always stand on this, and I will let all the world know that this is what I believe. And as he sat there with the lions circling him, wanting to have a good dinner, he told the lions the story of his life and how wonderful his life was in the life of God. How wonderful his life was following the belief that he believed was the most significant and magnificent in the world. And as he did this, the lions were cuddling up next to him. The lions knew this was a very special being. And the lions knew that they could go without food for a while because they were used to doing this when they were in the jungle. There were many days, weeks, maybe months that they had to go without food because there was nothing around, no quarry for them to have. And Daniel told his story. And in the morning when the king came to bring Daniel out and say, no, no, this cannot be, Daniel was ready to come out. And he said to the king, I'm here. and he came out. Not one scratch was on him anywhere. He was not in any way touched negatively by any of the lions. But he knew that when he spoke to his God, the divine within him, when he spoke to that Lord that he believed in, he was always taken care of, and he would never have to worry about anything. He released living in a changeable life and set his sights on living in a divine life. And for 70 years he waited for the action of the principle that he heard about, and the action of the principle came about just as it had told him so. And he lived through it all because he believed in the God in him. He believed in the divine in him, and believing in the divine in him, he only succeeded beautifully, wonderfully, as you and I can do. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.